Nuclear Armageddon. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden at a Democratic fundraiser Thursday, causing global concern with his comments on the possibility of a nuclear Armageddon in regards to Russian President Putin's nuclear threat. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's This Week there is no indication that Putin has decided to use nuclear weapons.
We're monitoring this very, very closely. And what I can tell you is that through all that process, we just simply haven't seen an indication that Mr. Putin has either made a decision to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine or has done anything to get closer to that decision-making process.
French President Macron scolding President Biden for his comments, saying he should choose his words carefully. In Fort Myers, Florida, residents are beginning to return to their homes following Hurricane Ian's path of destruction. Fox Weather's Will Nunley reports.
Quite frankly, they're not returning to very much. They're given this notice as they cross the bridge and once they're checked in here. And a warning that says the damage to homes and businesses here is catastrophic. It urges people to use a buddy system and warns them that it's just not safe really to be anywhere on the island.
Meanwhile, cities in Southwest Florida are mourning for those whose deaths were caused by Hurricane Ian's destruction. Fox's Nate Foy reports from Fort Myers, Florida.
Centennial Park in downtown Fort Myers, a memorial to honor those lives lost. So this went up immediately after the hurricane. One of the two men who started this memorial has donated this mural to the city of Fort Myers. There's a table with paint brushes. People have coming up and writing messages on bricks. They're making crosses. Many of these messages are for individuals who lost their lives during Hurricane Ian. Other messages are just for the city of Fort Myers and for all of Southwest Florida.
At least 128 deaths the result of Hurricane Ian, most of them in Florida. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. and Taliban holding talks. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
We do know it involves CIA Deputy Director David Cohen and a top State Department official. The two met with the Taliban's head of intelligence. Now, the U.S. had previously cut high-level communication with Afghanistan's leadership after learning it had been harboring 9/11 architect Ayman al-Zawahiri. Now, it was a blatant violation of the Doha Agreement under which the Taliban had vowed not to harbor terrorists if the U.S. withdrew troops. Al-Zawahiri was killed by U.S. forces on July 30th. First, when Hellfire missiles were launched at his apartment in Kabul. So this in-person meeting is the first since the al-Qaeda leader was taken out.
The international community does not recognize the Taliban as the legitimate government of Afghanistan. The national average price of gas is on the rise after declining over the last several months. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says the recent price rise reversed a pattern of 17 weeks of drops.
We have a jump of 21 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $3.99.
However, while the Biden administration is blaming OPEC's announcement that it is cutting oil production for the rise in prices, Lumberg says the OPEC move is not what it seems because it's a reduction in the target quota and not in actual production, and according to her, should not have a large impact on price. Lumberg says there are other significant changes which are taking place soon that should have a greater impact.
December brings two other more important oil price factors, and that is the ban on importing Russian oil and products and the price caps on Russian oil.
California is still the state with the highest gas prices, with a record average of $6.40 per gallon. In college football, Georgia taking over the number one spot from Alabama in the AP poll. The Crimson Tide sliding to number three, Ohio State in the number two position. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.